This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America tonight as we kick off another hour of the show. All the conversation about Donald Trump and the wall. The Mexican president said that right off the bat he told Donald Trump he was not going to pay for the wall. Trump says that they talked about the wall, among other things, but did not talk about who was paying for the wall. And there were all kinds of twisted reports as to what really happened there. It's pretty interesting. I would say thumbs up to Trump, no matter what your politics. You got to give him strong marks, I believe, for a good chess move. And when I say a good chess move, it's good in the sense that, you know, listen, he goes to Mexico and then he is in Arizona delivering his platform in the evening of what he thinks should happen as far as immigration. Remember, the immigration question. We need to build a wall. How do we make America great again? That's what Trump said when he first appeared on the scene. It was all about making America great again right from the start. This is the payoff. This is the long pitch and the payoff. So Donald Trump, in a hastily arranged visit to Mexico, meets with the country's president, doubles down on Wednesday night on the push to build a wall along the southern border. But he also outlined a more focused mission for the deportation force that he's promising that he would create. He clarified his immigration positions. He didn't definitively call for removing all illegal immigrants in the country, but he vowed to focus first on deporting the criminal aliens and prioritizing like gang members and visa overstays for removal. Move them out. He said that any illegal immigrant could be subjected to deportation under his administration. He said there's not going to be any amnesty. And he also said that no illegal immigrant would be legalized without first leaving and coming in through the front door. He said, America's immigration policies serve no one. He said it does not serve the American people. He also promised to end catch and release, to increase the number of ICE and Border Patrol agents. He promised to cancel Obama's illegal executive actions and enforce current immigration laws, and accused Hillary Clinton of not having a plan on immigration. He says the deported criminal element has evaded us for too long. And Trump's speech comes after he met with Mexican president, like I said, Enrique Peña Nieto, earlier in the day. And he asserted that it's America's right to build a border wall, period. Oh, it's going to be interesting. We have less than 70 days on this whole election thing. And it looks like the numbers are tightening as far as the polls are concerned for what it's worth. Doesn't mean that it's razor-thin close, but it's not the wide gap that it was. Grim, you're kicking us off here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, right at the top.
Dum, 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 dum. Duh. I did something
I've heard
dumb.
That before.
I did something dumb the other night.
What did you do?
I was sitting here. Well, I was fixing a supper and, you know, soup, sandwiches, and a salad. And I went to sit down. You know, I got everything made. Of course, Now, I used a 2-quart soup bowl and had 4 cheese, grilled cheese sandwiches and a 2-quart bowl for salad. And when I sat down to eat, you know, I ate half of the grilled cheese and half the bowl of soup. And then I went to, you know, like most people, saving the salad for last. Well, I started eating the salad in the middle and crunch, 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 and it got real foamy. What I'd done is on the counter, I'd reached over and grabbed the dishwashing soap.
No way. Oh, that's hilarious.
And, of course, by the time I sit down, you know, it done sunk into the salad. You couldn't tell the difference, you know.
Oh, that's hilarious. I love it. Oh, that is a dumb thing.
So it was like, you know, the Family Guy here, you know, with projectile.
Oh, the worst.
It was clean up. It's like, you know, having spaghetti before a big drunk when you were a kid, you know.
Oh, that's brutal. Oh, that's crazy.
Man. But, you know, you ladies got to give us guys a break, you know. When we walk up and say, how long you do? I ain't pregnant. Well, there was a woman the other day that realized she was, you know, pregnant 3 hours, you know, right before she gave birth.
Before she gave birth, I heard that story. Oh, that's bad. Yeah.
Oh, man. Funny. I tell you, you just got to give us a break. Now, I did go to one of them D.C. 5 o'clock cocktail hours, and I walked in there, and I looked across the hall, and over in the corner was Biden and Hillary and Barack near the bar. So I walked over to the bar, and I kind of turned towards them. I had this T-shirt on that said, I love Democrats. They made me a Republican. And it kind of just irated the three of them real bad, you know. Oh, Biden come over, and he said, I can see what your T-shirt says, and I don't like it. And I turned to Biden, and I said, well, that's the first thing I like about Democrats. You can't read.
You're so bad.
And then next, you know, he went over there and told them, and they got irate, and here comes Hillary coming over there. And she got even madder at me, and she said, my friend told me what you said about us, and I don't like that. And I said, well, you know, that's the second thing I like about Democrats. Y'all hang around in bunches.
In bunches.
So she goes back over and she tells Biden, Barack, and here comes Barack. Hey, he's got steam coming out of his ears. Literally, just, you know, smoke rings coming over there each step. He gets up to me and says, backyard, 5 minutes. I finish my drink. I go out in the backyard. 10 minutes later, I come back in. The bartender's looking at me. Man, how'd you do that? I said, well, you know, that's the third thing I like about Democrats. They bring letter openers to a gunfight.
Letter openers. Oh, this is funny. You wrote this joke.
Nah, it's an old joke, but it's a real bias prejudice joke, and I don't want to do the original.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. That is funny, though. I mean, it is funny. It does come down to Democrats versus Republicans. It does.
It's just reconverted. Doesn't it? That's all.
Yeah. Reconverted. You're so funny. Reconverted. I love it. All right, man. Grim playing the funny stuff right here from the get-go. If you want to throw in, you can. 855-266-2283. Was this a good day for Donald Trump, do you think? First to go to Mexico, then to speak at a big rally in Arizona about his immigration plan and...
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Today, his rally in Arizona, and of course, a visit across the border to Mexico. I don't think it hurts him, that's for sure. I really don't see how this would be perceived by anyone as a stunt or whatever you want to call it, because the president of Mexico invited both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump to come and have a conversation with him, and Hillary Clinton didn't go, but Donald Trump did. So he's advocating a zero tolerance policy for criminal illegals. That makes sense. He said Mexico's going to pay for that wall. And the crowd went wild at the Phoenix Convention Center. This Fox News poll that came out shows that Trump and Clinton are in a statistical tie. And I know we say that polls can slant in any direction, and they certainly can, but in many of the Fox polls, Clinton has been ahead, so now that has switched. 48% of Trump backers favor softer immigration policies or a stance or whatever, and you didn't really necessarily get that from his speech. But I think you definitely got the smooth move. I mean, that was the right thing to do. Trump cut Clinton's lead in Wisconsin down to 5 points. It had been like you could have driven a truck through there. So the the numbers are starting to turn, and part of that, I think, is because of what we've been seeing recently. Pete in Texas, hello, you have a word on this. What's up?
Yeah, that little Mexican president's going to beg to build that thing after Trump decides to cut back on imports from Mexico and start sending people back over there. They can't feed them all. And, you know, he hinted about that NAFTA stuff, that North American Free Trade Agreement.
Right.
And he's going to cut back on that, and no more made in Mexico coming this way. And that's going to cut the dollars. And then we're going to start shipping their people back to them. And they won't have any way to feed them. So, yeah, we're going to get it built. They're going to pay for it.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
You know, that's what I understand about it. I'm not the sharpest crayon in the box, but pretty cut and dry.
I think it's pretty cut and dry too. I think it was smart for him to do it, to go down there and then and it wasn't planned, and then have that speech that was planned.
Hey, the guy's stepping up.
He is stepping up. He is. Yeah.
He's not a weak man at all. He's coming around. He's learning the ropes, and he's a quick study.
Yep. I think you're right, Pete. I think you just nailed it right there. He's learning the ropes. Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. Thanks for weighing in. He is learning the ropes. If you want to weigh in like Pete did, you can. 855-266-5283. And I'll say it again. If you were just being objective, from a journalist's point of view, if I'm in a newsroom and I'm covering this and I'm looking at it, yeah, I mean, it was smart what he did, because why not? Narrow the gap. He's got to find a way to narrow the gap, and he's got Kellyanne Conway on his team, and I think she's making a difference because this was her baby. Start talking about some of the policies, narrow it, focus, because she wasn't going to come up with any great immigration plan. Because it was more about kind of dancing around it a little bit and not having to make those hard decisions when you're trying to rely on voters that some of them will say, no, we're not going to vote for you. So here we go. You know, again, Trump cutting the lead, and I think part of that is because of the speech, because of some of the changes with the campaign staff with her. Number one, and what the way she's helping to kind of soften some of those edges a little bit. And as Pete said, it is about that. It is about learning the ropes. It's like any job or any position you jump into. If any of us were thrown into the water, we might be good speakers. We might have authenticity on our side, but we don't know the other side of it, that you don't understand why you can't just blurt things out, that you have to put it in a better order. You have to make it make sense. You have to tell the story. You have to tell the people why it's important. And then you have to tell them what your policy is. And he actually, I listened to the whole speech, and he did that very well. He really did. All right, so when we talk about politics and the politics of the day, the buzz, I always say this show's about being buzzworthy, and what's buzzworthy is definitely the Trump saga, no question. The polls changing a little bit. The people who are coming out on the campaign trail to help or to hurt, depending on who it is. So I guess this one poll that I've read, and it's worth mentioning here, says that Trump is bringing out more voters who sat out in 2012. Well, the thing about 2012 is you had an incumbent president who was pretty popular enough that he wasn't going to lose a lot of the votes he initially got. That's what I would say. And that the Republican, who was Mitt Romney, had a few flubs along the way, and that was pretty costly. So Donald Trump leads Hillary Clinton in the daily tracking poll, fueled by voters who sat out the last time around. And this is from the Los Angeles Times. They're saying in the USC, Los Angeles Times day-breaking tracking poll, that Trump has 45.3%, Clinton 41.9%. So that's the small enough margin it could go either way. We're talking about the disaffected voters. They could potentially swing the election. The independents, the disenfranchised, all of those people, the people who sat out. Among white people without a college degree who didn't vote in 2012, Trump led Clinton by more than 2-1, according to the poll. And as of Tuesday, a few days ago, Trump led by 7 points among those who could have voted in 2012 but didn't, for what it's worth. And those, that's where the gold lies. The people, the undecideds, the people who sat out, the people who were Republican in name only. I mean, it is about getting that middle vote if you can. Nail the undecideds. Nail the swing votes. Nail the people who haven't been out to vote in a long time. And I think that's what we're seeing in some of these polls anyway, and for what they're worth, because it is true. I say this, polls, you can really bend them like pretzels, but even though you can bend them, you can't completely break them, or the people who do the polls wouldn't get paid 17 times your salary and mine to do what they do, because nobody would hire them, because they would be wrong indicators of what's coming down the pike if they weren't ever correct. So I'm saying that we're seeing a flip here. We're seeing something that we haven't seen before. And it makes it that much more interesting. It's not a surprise to me that it would come down to a tight race in the end. I think we were prepared for that. I think we were prepared not to see necessarily a blowout. Then we definitely are not going to get a blowout. Even with the Electoral College, it's going to be a lot tighter. Probably a lot tighter than either campaign manager for Clinton or for Trump would like. Stay with us.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Time of the show. It's when we actually check in with all of you. I say this quite often, but it's so true. I am overwhelmed by the amount of mail that we receive, and I do want to tell you, because there was some confusion over how you can get a hold of the show, you go to americatonight.com. We made it simple. americatonight.net. Com is in my mind. americatonight.net. And when you go there, you just click on contact. And that goes directly to me. It says email Kate, so you can see it obviously when you go to the website. And then just let me know what's on your mind. So on that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Here's one from Stacy who says, Kate, I was looking at CNN today, and I don't know if you know this or not, but did you happen to see the story they did about the number of elephants that they are declining? You know, talk about ivory and poachers of elephants and whatnot. I suppose this is the big reason why we're seeing fewer elephants. And I don't know why. And I know so often I listen to you for political reasons because I want to hear what's going on, and you have guests on from all over the spectrum. But I thought this was so sad. You know what? I agree with you. The African elephants, they say there's far fewer than they thought. And I read a story on it. I didn't see what you saw on TV. But I do know it's interesting because I have a friend who's, and I'll have her on sometime, who's gone to this elephant refuge place in Surin, Thailand, and says it is just mind-blowing to bathe the elephants and help take care of them. It's an elephant orphanage. And so often what happens with this poaching is that you end up with these orphans, too. And it's terrible. The elephants are slaughtered for their ivory, and then their carcasses are left. And unfortunately, that's what happens. It's the bull in his prime. You know, 45 to 50 years old, the ivory tusks, that's what the poachers are there for, because they get a lot of money for the ivory. But there's a big push to stop that and to try to counteract what's happening in Africa. They say that the total number of elephants is so far down. I mean, it's off like by half of what they believe. Just completely devastated. They say that there may be less for these African elephants, that there may be just 350,000 animals even in the country. So if you look at the, you know, how many elephants, we went back in 1979, this is what they estimate. And the numbers are actually pretty good based on the research. So in 1979, 10 million elephants, 10 million. In 2016, 352,000. Wow. And they're saying if it continues on this trend, in 2025, there'd be 160,000. Thousand elephants. Oh my gosh, that is crazy. And they are extraordinary looking elephants. I would love to go and see the elephants, like my friend has done, like I said, in Thailand. And there's other refuges in Sri Lanka. They've got elephant orphanages as well, where you can go for a week and work with the elephants and see what it's like. And I've seen pictures, video from somebody I know that went. It was pretty crazy. All right, we move on to Butch. Kate, the story about the lightning. Boy, that is scary. The fact that you had all those reindeer that just dropped. I saw those photographs, and it is freaky. And then I heard you mention the deal about the cows. And where was that? It was at a town outside of Dallas. And so you had these cows that were, I said the story, they were underneath a tree, and they were underneath a tree that got struck by lightning, and they dropped. They were killed immediately. Boy, yeah, it was crazy to see that. It was like over a dozen of them. And just, you know, they're big creatures. But it shows you what happens to man. We've seen people that have survived lightning strikes, seen people that have been killed by lightning strikes. Yeah, so think about what's in that strike and when it hits the earth, I guess, you know. All right, here's one from Sam, who is listening to us in Sarasota. Kate, I heard you mention the governor of Florida and also the mayor of Tampa. Boy, you got that right, sister. We are really batting in the hatches looking for this tropical storm that could come our way. Do you have the latest on that? Well, the latest is that, you know, this changes constantly, but there are two storms actually that are off the Carolinas and the Gulf of Mexico, Tropical Depression 8 and 9, that's what they're being called. They're expected to become tropical storms at any time, and then if they do, they get the names Hermione and Ian. And I was looking at video from the space station. Oh my gosh, it looks frightening. I mean, ooh. But again, like the one that's threatening North Carolina, it's less than 100 miles from the Outer Banks of North Carolina. And of course, they're telling everyone to watch, but the storm they're thinking should pass within 50 miles of it. And it looks really, really bad. Now, Tropical Depression 9, the Gulf of Mexico, might be a bigger threat. And the water temperatures in the Gulf are warm. It's enough to support a hurricane. That's frightening. And they're talking about who would be vulnerable, Tampa, all the way to parts of Texas in the Gulf Coast. So the forecast calls for the weather system to drift kind of north and west, I guess, if I'm thinking of that correctly. And there's a deeper dive on it. So the answer is it's not looking good. I looked at the weather map. I talked to someone about it. You're right. You heard from the governor and the mayor last night what they're saying. And these storms, there's no way to know which way it could kick, just looking at the patterns and seeing if it has the right stuff to turn into what it could turn into. So, yes, people listening to us in Florida, if this is the first you're hearing, which I can't imagine, please take care and watch to see what's happening with the weather. Christopher says, Kate, you know, the Donald Trump meeting with the president of Mexico is a curveball, isn't it? But I think you're right. He could use this to his advantage. If he goes, meets with the If he meets with the president and something comes out of it that he can use in that Arizona speech, that would be huge. Well, it could be. So let's say, I can't imagine what kind of concession they would come to, but maybe there is something in meeting with the president that he would be able to throw in to that speech as well. And of course, we have that coming up, so you'll get to hear what happened. That's called a tease. Jeb says, Kate, I've been listening to you for a long time. I think it's brutal what happened with Anthony Weiner. You mentioned that his son was with him the one time he was sexting because there was the picture of the son next to him. Boy, that means that is a more than brutal addiction for this guy. Oh, yeah. I mean, look at, he was in Congress. He was popular. He was on the pathway to keep rising politically. So then you had the first sexting thing that happened. Now you've had it three different times and who knows how many times, you know, in between. But there's no question. I mean, the photographs are there. So if the person releases the photographs that he's sexting with, I don't know how you deny that. And the photos, and I saw them in the New York Post, which is so brutal, is that his son is next to him. I mean, come on, dude. You got to be kidding me. Listen, whatever. But to be laying there on the bed with your son, I mean, that's just wrong in every sense of the word. I mean, every sense of the word. So, of course, you know, obviously, they're headed down the divorce road. I can't imagine that doesn't happen. And he's losing jobs right and left. So he had these appearances he was doing, and they're just all dropping by the wayside. And, I mean, clearly, it's an addiction. I mean, what can I say? That's what that is. It's an addiction, for sure. So they've separated for months and really have been separated. So, I mean, clearly, she's not wearing a wedding ring, and so that's it. Let's take another one quickly. This one is from... I can't even read the name. Okay, I'm going to move on to another one. This one is from Stack, who says, Kate, I can remember when you took the show to Ireland. I've been a listener that long. And I was wondering if you could tell me the castle that you broadcast from. My wife and I are going to Dublin, and I think I want to try to stay there. Wow. That's a blast from the past. I went to Clontarf was the name of the castle, and it is a place where you can stay, and it is mind-blowing. It's right in the middle of a neighborhood in Dublin. It's incredible. And it was... It was a castle, and it has this rich history. There's actually some original walls and whatnot there. And what a trip that was, and thank you for taking me back there. And when you go to Dublin, you'll see all the bridges. You'll see some massively incredible historical, you know, you'll feel like you're in a history book. There's just historical references all over the place from the Vikings days, etc. And even the Guinness Brewery, they had the oldest contract, a 1,000-year-old contract. It's just crazy to look at that 1,000-year contract. And so have a great time. But Clontarf is the name of the castle. And, boy, we went there in, I can tell you when. It wasn't, it was 2012. That's when we went, 2012. So there you go. Remember, you can email us, like I said at the top, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in. She's coming to dinner, Dad.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Overwhelmed by the amount of emails that we receive from you. It's one of my favorite things that I do on the show. So let's skip right to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one is from Patrice, who says, Kate, love the show. I thought it was pretty interesting about Donald Trump. I agree. I'm going to tell you this. I am a lifelong Democrat. I am not thrilled about Hillary Clinton. Initially, I thought, well, I'm just going to vote for her. It's fine. But now everything that's been happening with the revelations of the Clinton Foundation and the nonsense with the people around her, I just can't and feel like I should vote for Hillary Clinton. So I think Donald Trump shockingly has my vote. And I'm going to go with something that you said about all the candidates, no matter who they are, that really the key deal with almost anyone who runs is who are they going to have around them. And I have to believe that Donald Trump is going to have some good people around him, and I'm going to count on that to make the biggest difference in his administration should he get elected, because to me, I think that I just, again, I cannot vote for Hillary Clinton. And it does break my heart because I have to be honest, I would love to see a woman, in this role, but I want to see the right woman, not a woman for a woman's sake that would set everyone in the wrong direction. It would put us back even further. All right, so thanks for that. So interesting, because that would be music to the ears of anybody who's listening from the camp of Donald Trump. The next one I'm going to go to is from Mark, and Mark is listening to us in New York. Yo, Kate, this thing with the Florida weather is crazy. You're right. They have to get in front of it. I heard you saying it was scary that it was going to be like a hurricane that had happened, or could be like a hurricane that happened back in 2005. Gosh, let's hope that doesn't happen to Florida, because no matter how much they sandbag, no matter what they do, they're still going to be in a position where they've got to fight that wall of water, especially if it's, you know, especially if we're talking about a lot of it. So Florida is definitely bracing, and thank you for keeping us up to date, and I wish your family the best. You know, that's the crazy thing. This tropical storm Hermione could be a Cat 1 hurricane by the time it hits the Gulf Coast early Friday, if the forecast holds. It would make it the first hurricane in 11 years. It's pretty much spinning in the Gulf of Mexico. I just checked it. And if it does become a hurricane, look out. And I do worry for my family because they live on an island. They live right there in Tampa. So pretty brutal. And again, it's a warning. And we know that these can veer in different directions. You could get a heck of a lot of rain and it could still be, you know, absolutely nasty, but it does not mean that you're going to get a hurricane. And I was looking at some of the people, some of the pictures and some of the video that I've seen from the floods that people are already enduring in different counties. And let me tell you, it's crazy. In fact, even the NFL preseason game has been changed. In Tampa, the Buccaneers' final preseason game against the Redskins was moved from Thursday night to Wednesday night, so the game could be played well before the storm's arrival, because they were worried about this tropical depression slash hurricane. And it definitely has affected some of these towns, like the town of Largo had heavy flooding. I used to have my grandfather, when he was alive, lived in Largo. He loved it. And I know that area well, so I can see it's right there where Tampa is. Marco Island is another one where they're dealing with high water in the streets. People say they caught catfish in their flooded front yards. That is the, and people are saying it's the craziest thing they've ever seen. They're driving home from school. The road was flipping around and moving, and they figured there was a bunch of catfish, and that's what it was. Wow. All right, so thanks for asking about this. All right, also, too, we got this from Joe, and Joe says, Kate, I used to live in Florida, and you know what? I love living near the beach. I think I've heard you talk about how much you enjoy the water. And see, this is the problem. I like anywhere. I mean, you can have floods and fires, and this is life, and you say it. Mother Nature is not picky. It just happens. But you know that these are always the possibilities. So you have to have flood insurance. You just have to be somebody who is on guard for the type of incidents that could happen where you are, and certainly the people that live in the Sunshine State know that, especially if they live on the coastline. It's different when you live in the interior, as you know. Yeah, definitely different. So again, to the same thing, be careful out there. And then we move to Newt, who says, I like that, Newt. Newt, Kate Delaney, welcome to my world. I've been listening to you for a couple months. I enjoy it. You make me happy, you make me angry, you make me laugh, you make me furious, you make me all of those emotions and so much more. I love the fact that you talk about different things. I swear I'm going to call you one night, but I just enjoy listening, and I enjoy hearing when other people call in, so that's why I don't call in. So my question is, what do you think is going to happen with Colin Kaepernick? Well, it's not good. The NFL front offices are dealing with a lot of this fallout. They're getting a lot of phone calls, from what I understand. It's been pretty intense. They, they say about 7 estimated 90 to 95% of NFL front offices felt that the Kaepernick thing, how intense it is. They're saying, you know, that a lot of the front office executives are saying they wouldn't want to have Kaepernick on their team because, you know, some people are truly despising him. And even some people are saying he's a traitor. I guess it's because of... I guess the dissent, of course, is because of, I think I said this the other night, I know I said this the other night, is the thing that he did was, okay, he didn't stand for the national anthem, so people who don't know the 49ers quarterback. And he, so then what happened is he didn't stand for the anthem, but then he said it further that, you know, that there were people that were dying in the street. Okay, I totally get what he's saying, but then he was saying that, and then there were other people getting paid leave. So the police, the hit on the police, again, that broad brush, when you paint that broad brush, that tends to aggravate people, and I get it, because I don't like that either. And you've heard me get in arguments about that with on other subjects. So anyway, will he be released by the 49ers? Will he ever play in the NFL again? It's, you know, he didn't break a law. He didn't break an NFL rule. He certainly can do what he wants, whether he stands for the anthem or not. But the team can, again, they can do what they want and call it whatever they want because he's not their number one guy. It was a question of, was it going to be him or the other quarterback? And that clearly... could be the backup here, pardon the pun, because they could say, well, listen, you know, this is, you didn't win the quarterback battle, so there you go. All right, let's turn to another one. Here's one from Vince. Kate, is it true that more than 6 million immigrants could be dumped, deported under Donald Trump? How do you round up that many illegal immigrants? You know, that's the argument. What are you doing? Are you going into the shadows trying to find people who aren't known, who aren't registered, or people reporting people? I mean, who knows, because we haven't even got there. But yes, there's a giant headline, in fact, in the Washington Post that talked about that they could be deported. There would be at least 6 million. Because who poses as a security threat? What do they decide there? What's going to happen? And again, this is only if... I mean, this is only if Trump becomes president. So it's very different from Hillary Clinton. In fact, Hillary Clinton started TV ads in Arizona. Yeah, how about that? She began TV ads in Arizona on Friday. That's going to happen. And, you know, you got to think about it. This is a state that traditionally goes Republican, but they say she's aiming for the Hispanics who are worried about whether their friends or they or whoever is going to be deported. So it definitely Donald Trump set off a firestorm, and he took a 1-point lead in the Rasmussen poll over Hillary Clinton. So this is going to be interesting, and we're in the stretch. Hey, thanks for all the mail. Remember, americatonight.net. Now what you do is you click on contact and send me an email, americatonight.net. Thanks, everybody. Stay with us.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.